Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I'm Veer Sharma. Today is 21st of February and here are top things to know before the market opens. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open lower on February 21st, tracking cues from GIFT Nifty trading at around 22,870 a short while ago. Sensex and Nifty closed lower in the previous session, driven by financial stocks as global trade tensions weighed on investor sentiment. Now let's take a look at how the global markets have fared overnight. Asian markets traded lower on Friday as US President Donald Trump's tariff threat dented investor sentiment. US stocks fell on Thursday after 2 days of record closing highs for the S&P 500 as investors sold off popular stocks following Walmart's weak forecast, raising concerns about the US economy. The US dollar was on track for its third straight weekly decline, while the Japanese yen surged to a 2.5-month high on Friday. Gold prices were little changed on Friday, but remained on track for an 8th successive weekly gain as uncertainty boosted haven demand. Some of the stocks to watch out in today's session are Delta Corp. The company and its subsidiary, Delta Tech Gaming, have signed agreements with Head Digital Works. Under the deal, Head Digital will acquire a 51% stake in DGL. NTPC Green Energy has signed an MOU with Bharat Light and Power to speed up green energy goals and support India's push for a carbon-neutral economy. JM Financial. The company has received an order from the Deputy Commissioner of Income Tax for the assessment year 2008 to 2009, granting it a tax refund of Rs. 230 crore. Coming to the voice of the day, we have Aishwarya Dharich, founder and CIO at Fitton Asset Management, talking about the implications of Trump tariffs and sectors to bet on in this market. Listen in.
I believe Trump and tariff goes hand in hand. When he took the charge and came to power, the first thing he did was to introduce 10% additional tariff on any goods coming from China. And then he came out and put up another 25% tariff on goods imported from Mexico, and another 25% tariff on goods imported from Canada, basically non-energy commodities, which was basically deferred by a month. And then we heard about the reciprocal tax, especially on Asian countries, where, you know, whatever the difference of tariff rates is there, you want to bring in on a level playing field so that mindset of making America and manufacturing America get the boost. And now we are hearing about new tariff threats of additional tariff will be announced in a week or so. I think it all have a very negative bearing on the equity market across the globe. So we all understand increasing tariff basically brings two things which equity market don't like. One is it has an impact of slowing down the economy globally, or the countries which has been impacted the most. And second is obviously it brings about increased inflation, because as these trade barriers bring inefficiency and inflation goes up, which is not good from rate cut perspective. Now coming back on sectors which will basically get impacted on account of tariff, especially say for in the case of India, I think the sector which has been clearly mentioned for the reciprocal tax would be pharmaceuticals. Sectors mentioned is semiconductor, automotive, sectors like some food sectors and all of that. So if you look at on the bigger sector, pharmaceutical is one of the sector which possibly has been the talk of the town. Now, if you really look at from India perspective, India is normally a net exporter to the US. India's, if you look at the export market of pharmaceuticals, is close to $27-28 billion, out of which almost $8.5 billion goes to US. And if there's 25% reciprocal tax, tariff being imposed on this $8.5 billion, then it will definitely be a big negative for all these companies. But we have to understand it one thing, that majority of those exports to US from India are primarily generics. And if we really believe that 25% tax comes on that, it becomes mostly unviable, and there would be a direct impact of almost $2.5 to $3 billion of exports getting unviable to be exported, and that will have a big impact on these companies. But it is big negative for US also. US capacities of manufacturing generics won't be able to fill up that gap in the next 3 years at least. If they have to come up, they have to put up capacity, and all of this will take 2.5 and 3 years. And being a critical sector, I think, it's going to be a not so good situation for US running out of this basic needs. And at the same time, US in healthcare is already under a lot of pressure on inflation, and this will bring inflation further. So what I understand is that it will basically a tactics to bring countries to negotiation. I believe it, if you see his last tenure, he has always used a tariff as a leverage to negotiate around. So I think there will be a middle ground somewhere where we will see it will not be that regressive in the mindset, and there will be some way out between the two. Other sectors being automotive and semiconductors. India is not great player in semiconductors, but automotive. I think many of these capacity players have their capacities there in US also, in Mexico also. And I think there will be middle way out which comes through it. Now, coming from the market, I believe sectors which should actually look very interesting to me is CDRO, CRO, CDMO, pharma intermediaries, even chemicals. That is one sector which I will believe will eventually benefit out of this whole tariff saga. And we are seeing some signs of some stabilization of prices, commodity prices and all of that. And with these two quarters, when it passes away, we will see this whole thing settling through. And possibly we'll see good wealth creation over the next 2 to 3 years in chemical as a sector. So this is one sector which I will recommend investors to look into and identify the right companies to create wealth.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all the latest news. Thank you. Have a great day, and we will see you on Monday at the same time.